Questions 176 through 180 refer to the following article. Seoul, February 24th. Korean electronics manufacturer Daewon Technologies has announced the purchase of TomVet Corporation, a Thai manufacturer and distributor of wireless communication devices and home appliances. The announcement marks the end of nearly a year of negotiations between the two companies that started in the spring of last year. In addition to cost advantages of manufacturing in Thailand, industry analysts point out that TomVet's extensive distribution network throughout Southeast Asia, including Indonesia, is strategically beneficial to Daewon. Speaking at a press conference on Monday, February 22nd, Daewon CEO Hyun-Soo Lee outlined the strategic reasoning behind the move and Daewon's vision for Southeast Asia. "Globalization creates a great opportunity for Asian manufacturing," said Lee. "Korean products are quickly developing a worldwide reputation, not just for price leadership, but for quality as well. Korean automobiles, for example, are now considered by many to be of exceptionally high quality, and the same is true of Korean electronics and computer components. At the same time, many countries in the region are modernizing very quickly. So now we are planning for the long term and see Southeast Asia as the next frontier. We want to get our foot in the door early." Daewon plans to invest $2 billion over the next 4 years to expand and modernize TomVet manufacturing plants and equip them for production of flat-screen TVs. Although neither Daewon nor TomVet currently produces televisions, heads of both companies express confidence that they are making the right decision. Investors and analysts seem to agree. Next month, Daewon executive Bae Kim will travel to TomVet headquarters in Bangkok for an initial assessment of the company's main manufacturing plant. Mr. Kim has been selected by the Daewon Board of Directors as head of the firm's new Thai manufacturing division. He will utilize experience in television manufacturing gained through his former position at Hyosai Corporation.